You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. It is that time of the year, the largest event in Tuolumne City. I'm talking about the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. Starts tomorrow night, will continue Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday in downtown Tuolumne. And joining us as our newsmaker of the day, he is the board president for the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, Aaron Rasmussen. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, Aaron, I understand you are looking for last-minute volunteers as early as this afternoon.
Yes, at 2 o'clock, we're going to get ready to start setting up tables and sound systems for our queen coronation and our speeches. So we could use a lot of help at that time.
Placing some logs and some lumber as well?
Yes, we'll, last-minute log setups, fencing, and safety. So
okay, 2 o'clock this afternoon. Just meet in what, downtown Tuolumne at the park?
Yep, downtown Tuolumne at the park at the gazebo is where all the work will be done.
Sounds good. Tell us about this year's Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. Things start tomorrow night
at 5 o'clock. Our carnival rides will start and they will close at 10 p.m. Queen obstacle course and speeches will start at 5:30.
How many ladies are running for queen this year?
We have two outstanding ladies running, Ashlyn and Ashley. So that's kind of funny.
Well, that's easy to keep track of.
Right?
Okay.
And then we get into Friday, and rides will start at 3 p.m. and go to 11 p.m. We have some practicing axe throws at 1 p.m. If you're an axe thrower in the community, come down and give us some practice. 6 p.m. will be Queen Coronation, and then we'll jump right into live music at 7 p.m. with Guy Dossie Band. Then Saturday, the parade starts at 10 a.m. Then after the parade, the carnival rides will start at 11 a.m. and go to 11 p.m. At 11 a.m., we also have women's and kids' events. And at the same time, at 11 to 3, cars and logging trucks will be lined up along Bay Street. At 1 p.m., we have a few amateur events and practice, so come down and join us for that. 3 p.m., we have our arm wrestling competition, and then we get right into the junior tug-of-war. And this year, we're going to have Somerville High School versus Calaveras students.
Oh, that'll be
so
fun.
So it's going to be lots of fun.
Let me ask you one question regarding the parade. Are you willing to take last-minute entries at this point?
Yes, we can take a few more entries up until about Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Any later than that, we can't take any just for organizational
sure.
purposes.
The arm wrestling, is that men and women's?
Yes, we have men's and women's. And last year we had a great women's showing. So that's nice that we have both genders battling it out.
Plenty of food as well, because this is where I always purchase my Indian taco each year.
Yes, we have the Indian tacos. We have veterans doing hamburgers. We have hot dog stands. We have icy stands. So we, and then you have the carnival, all the good carnival food.
And speaking of carnival, plenty of rides.
Yes, lots of rides as always. The carnival is always good, and they've got new equipment they're bringing. They're actually setting up right now as we speak. So this is a good safety message for everyone. If you're coming to Tuolumne, remember we have a lot of road closures around the park, and also there's some construction going on between Carter and Madrone for the new sanitary water lines and stuff, so be mindful of that.
All right. Saturday night, live music continues.
Yes, with Burn Permit at 7 p.m. So we're looking forward to that. And then also on Sunday at 9 a.m., we have a Christian band coming in. Bob Kilpatrick is playing at 9 a.m. So if you like church music, that's a good time to come
up. It's like an outdoor church service on
yes.
Sunday morning.
Yes, it's going to be super fun. Signups for logging events will start at 9 to 10:30. And this year is a big change. We're starting our logging events at 11 a.m., not 12 noon like normal. We want to squeeze some more time in there because last couple years have been going a little later than we'd like. So 11 a.m., logging events start. And then after the logging events, we have our final event, which is the adult tug of war. So we got guys from Tuolumne, we got guys from the surrounding areas building a team. So it's going to be interesting.
This year is the 70th annual.
Yes, and 70th annual Lumber Jubilee. We have some special shirts. Desiree Black was our art contestant winner for the 70th annual Jubilee art contest. So look for her shirts. There's a limited number of them, and it's a beautiful artwork that she did for us. And you can always check us out on Facebook, Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. You'll find the parade forms there. You'll find vendor forms there. You'll find logging rules and the artwork I just talked about for the 70th. So please join us there, message us there, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Telephone numbers listed as well?
Yeah, telephone numbers listed. You can always contact me at 209-206-6768.
He is the board president, Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee, this Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Aaron Rasmussen, always good to see you.
Thank you.